This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we begin a new summer travel series with some ideas for short trips you can finance with a little of the money from your government economic stimulus check.
It sounds like fun. I'm Alex Chadwick. Madeline, remember when I skipped out of the editorial meeting the other day?
For some important business?
I went over to Marina del Rey. Now, this is an enormous cluster of boats, you know, on the western edge of Los Angeles where the Pacific Ocean begins. I went to meet a 16-year-old kid who is undertaking an extraordinary journey. Sounds more like a lumberyard, doesn't it? But this is the boatyard. This is where we came to find Zach Sunderland setting off Saturday to become the youngest man ever to sail around the world all by himself. Zach, this is the boat?
Yeah, this is the boat, and it's an Islander 36, about 36 feet long and about 11 feet of beam.
Zach's boat is called the Intrepid. White hull, white cabin, white mast, and at the moment, not quite ready. A half dozen people are working with saws and cables and tools, putting it together.
We're going to need something solid.
So this is, you're really still working on this thing?
Yeah, just tying up all the loose ends, you know, but we'll be ready for Saturday.
When did you get the idea to do this?
I've always kind of had the desire, you know, to go out and do something amazing on the ocean, you know, and do something, set a record maybe, you know, from Robin Graham. He went around in 1965, and he was 16 when he left, and took about 5 years going around the world. And I had his book when I was a little kid, you know, his big picture book of all the pictures he took on his trip, and it was kind of a big inspiration to get out there. And I mean, it's just amazing, some of the pictures he took of all these, you know, untouched places in the world. And I've always kind of wanted to do it, so I was looking into, you know, more the dates and when I'd have to do it to break the record of the youngest to be around the world. And I was thinking, yeah, I got to move on this soon. I have to be back by when I'm still 17. So I bought the boat and started working on it, and we've been working on it ever since, about 4 or 5 months, and it's all ready to go, almost head out on Saturday.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to try to set the record for the youngest person ever to solo around the world?
Yeah, the record right now is 18 and 41 days, so I'm hoping to break that back here when I'm still 17. So, get around, and you have about a year, year and a half.
How old are you now exactly?
I'm 16 and a half.
16 and a half?
Yeah, this month, 16 and a half. Yeah.
There's your phone going off.
Right. Hey, David.
Zach's phone just keeps ringing. There is so much to do to get ready to sail around the world. His boat cost him $6,000 a few months ago, money that he had earned. He's spent a lot more since then, thanks to Dad and friends. The Intrepid is completely refitted. Now it's got new navigation and weather equipment, a satellite phone in case he gets in trouble. He's got weeks' worth of food, 75 gallons of water. When he leaves, tomorrow, his first stop will be 2,000 miles west of Hawaii, the Marshall Islands. That will be a month, maybe a little more. And then he keeps going, alone. The weather is one thing. You're sailing through parts of the world where, you read about pirates. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I rerouted some of my course because of pirates, actually. There's a lot of piracy around the Red Sea right now, and it's actually very growing, the piracy rate, and very real. So you have to be mindful, you know, talk to other cruisers before you go.
Are you going to sail around the Cape at the south of Africa, or are you going to go through the Suez Canal?
I'm going through the Cape of Good Hope, yeah.
You are?
Around the Cape of Good Hope, yeah.
Well, that weather there is pretty tough.
Yeah, it's probably the worst weather I'm going to have on my trip around the Cape of Good Hope, so I just got to sit in Australia and or Christmas Island and wait for the weather window and then get in and get out pretty fast.
How about South America?
I'm not going around Cape Horn, no. I'm going through the Panama Canal.
You are going through the canal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about this.
You got another call here.
Yeah, I'm turning off.
Zach is too busy. He's got phone calls.
Hey, Greg.
He's got a lot to do. We are going to duck inside a cabin cruiser that's moored right beside the Intrepid and talk to someone who's waiting for us.
My name is Marianne Sunderland. I'm Zach Sunderland's mom. He's currently attempting to be the youngest man to sail around the world alone.
Zach is the oldest of Marianne's seven children. Her husband manages yachts. They're a sailing family. The kids homeschooled sometimes on their longer voyages. Boy, do they know their geography. Still. I have a friend who's the parent of a boy younger than Zach by a few years, who said, there's only one question I want you to ask these parents. Are you crazy?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people who aren't familiar with sailing and the ocean think of it as being very dangerous. But really, as far as Zach's age is concerned, you know, he has been sailing for many, many years. He's a better sailor than he is a driver, for sure. You know, I feel much safer with him on a boat than driving in our car.
He's your oldest child.
Yes.
Aren't you going to miss him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Our younger kids really look up to him, and, you know, he's always holding one of the little ones or they're chasing him around. So it's going to be an interesting change in the dynamic, definitely.
Out on the dock, a half dozen older men work just frantically against that Saturday deadline. They're contractors or boat mechanics, all volunteers who know Zach's dad, or just like the kid and his daring dream. There's a guy, somebody says he's 80, fiddling with something up at the very top of the mast. And that's a long way up. I wouldn't go there. And here is Zach, 16. I took a picture of him. It's at npr.org. You can see his hair's too long. His face is already dark from being outdoors. It'll get darker. He'll get older. Different.
So, Zach, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of setting up for the boating deal. I mean, once I get back with this, I'll have a bit of a reputation in the boating industry, so I'll be able to break into that pretty easily, or maybe even keep doing something with adventure and some stuff, you know? I mean, maybe go and do another big adventure somewhere. I don't know. I have plenty of time to think about it over my trip, but, you know, yeah, I'm kind of liking this and see how it works out. You never know where life's going to take you, you know?
Yeah. Zach Sunderland setting off to solo around the world, possibly as the youngest person ever to accomplish that. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay.
Oh, wait, this just in. Zach has had to push back the date of his departure due to an engine problem. We've just learned that since the beginning of the show. He's now scheduled to leave in a couple of weeks.
In America, every man is free to take care of his home and